I just talked yesterday, and the general approach to it was this. First of all, they would not commit anything to writing at this stage, like an invitation or a letter, because they felt that in the delicate situation that they are in, it is too much of a risk to take. They also felt that under the circumstances, they did not see how specifically Ross Perot and perhaps you, although the reference was made to Ross, could go anywhere without people not knowing about that. So that, in essence, could also cause a problem there, thinking in terms of publicity.
Go ahead.
Then the situation was just simply laid on the line this way. They said, look, we are, at this stage of the game, we will deal with third party like yourself, and we'll just tell you that the third party like yourself has a great deal to lose if these things are not handled discreetly. I think what they're making reference to is that, number one, I have a number of different projects that I'm
talking in good faith, I believe. I think when they say they're going to take this back, they really are. And I've reflected a couple of times as to what we have here. Tom's scenario continues to be played out. Because this is what he said would happen.
Right. They've given you no hint, really, as to when the visa would be forthcoming or you would be allowed in.
Yes, they have given hints. They've used the phrase a few weeks. I would judge that to be four or six weeks.
Have they also hinted in any way that if you go there, that you would be afforded an opportunity of seeing some of the men or seeing the facilities or anything like that?
Yes, they did specify that.
That you would?
That I would, right.
Well, it seems, Zach, that you've had a tremendously successful trip, Ralph, and I know it's been very difficult for you not feeling well. But I think that
yesterday, the rest of the time I've been feeling all right. Doctor said that I had probably eaten something that had given me a buzz.
That could well be.
Yeah.
But I think that despite the fact that you feel lousy, and I'm sure that you realize that dependent upon your physical condition, that just let them call the shots and playing out the scenario on this trip. And if it means staying over and maybe they want to think a day or two and then come back on Monday and so forth, I think do you agree that we should just follow that script?
Yeah, I think we ought to take that cue from them tonight. But they said today, for example, that they thought they would want to get this information to Hanoi over the weekend and then be back in touch with me later.
Right. Now, in mentioning 1860 today, did you have to get into that again?
Yes, we did, and I had opportunity today to give them this new information.
Did you, by chance, give them the price?
No, I didn't give them the price.
That's good.
They actually estimated. They asked me to give them a horseback estimate of the price, and I said $180,000.
That was earlier in the week.
Yeah. But I didn't correct that today.
That's good. I think it's probably to our advantage not to talk about, until they pinpoint you on it. We probably should avert talking about the price per se.
Well, what they want to talk about most is how the technologist would be trained and how long it would take to train them and where.
It sounds as if they're very intrigued about this.
Yes, they are. They really are.
Have they gone so far as to say that in the minds of those that you are meeting with, that this would change the posture of point number one totally and it could be machines rather than men?
Yes, they gave a clear indication of that they had no idea of this computer possibility. That was the direction in which they wanted to move. So I think they've readjusted their thinking now.
Are you still under the impression that the person that you have been meeting with that you feel is returning this weekend to their capital will still do so and carry all of the material with him?
Yes, I do think that, and I'm going to be interested to see if he's at Kwazi tonight.
Did he remain silent at today's meeting as he had in the others?
Yes, he's never said a word.
The ranking man there, as far as best as you can read, has been Xiong?
Yes.
Has he been very talkative?
Yes, he's been fairly talkative, but always in a philosophical vein. Liu has been pressing the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was quite jaunty today. When I left, he touched both of my cheeks, you know, the way the French do.
Yes.
It was very moving. I didn't know what he was going to do. He took my shoulders in his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got one of the recorders there to take a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of us.
Now, have you had an opportunity, or has the timing been right for you to suggest that you may be given a copy of the remarks?
Yes, I asked for a transcript.
What do they say?
They said that they would send me one.
Very good.
They said that before. It didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe you could press for that. Once they say that the meetings are over, maybe you could press for that by saying, could you pick up a copy before leaving, so that you can have for reference when you return, when they contact you about anything.
Now, they brought up again the Muskie peace proposal, which also intrigues them.
Now, what do they like about that, or what have they said about that?
Well, they like first that there would be complete military withdrawal, both Eric and District Attorney.
Are you convinced that they do want this?
Yes. They like the proposal very much.
Mm-hmm.
And they particularly like the point, as they understand it, as I understand it, that Muskie would leave a negotiation for the future of the United Country between Saigon and Hanoi.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that he would, in effect, to his own devices and would end the vietnamization policy.
Mm-hmm.
But they like that because they say the result of that would be a coalition government.
Did you get the impression at any time that any of the men that you were meeting with had taken part in any of the meetings with government officials regarding the problems?
I think that Lee did. Or Lay, I never know how to say that.
Lay.
He's a real heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have much to say either, but he was deferred to. He and Sung were both deferred to by the other men.
Mm-hmm.
But did
they have anything to say much about those private meetings?
No, they just reiterated two or three times that they thought it was highly important. They had been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And that they hoped ours would not be.
What was their feeling? Did they telegraph their feeling regarding the possible transfer to neutral country?
Yes, I'm just reading between the lines. I don't think that they would be willing to go to the West. I think that we would have to find a place here in East Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I also got the impression that they would be more interested in getting some of their people back than they have indicated previously.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And
specific people or just...
Yeah, specific people.
Mm-hmm.
They said once, I guess it was him, he said that some of these men are, of course, more valuable than others.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I read that.
Right. Now, is there anything else that you need from us?
Oh, I hope that material gets here before I go out to Kwazi.
Have they indicated what will take place at Kwazi? Is it to be a social thing or just a...
Yeah, it's for dinner.
It's for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Very good. Did they indicate that there perhaps would be other people there, that you would be placed on display for someone else?
Well, Well, they didn't say that, but I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'm going to ask if Sean Twee is there. I'd like to talk to him.
Did they go into point two anymore with you today?
No, we didn't discuss that any further. That was a major item yesterday.
Did you drop a copy of that to us before you left?
No, I didn't. I thought Nancy did, and she thought I did. So I'll have to get a copy of that to you as soon as I get back.
Are they pleased with it, do you think?
Yes, they are.
Did you talk to them about using a pen name?
Yes, and they didn't object to that.
They did not object?
Did not object. They asked if I was, if they agreed, really, that it would be all right to send it to them in installments. So that's an open door. I can continue to have contact with them through that device.
What do you think, can you, in summary of everything that has taken place thus far, what do you predict or look for in the next days or weeks from them regarding their association with you?
Well, I think that they're going to analyze very carefully over the next 2 weeks the results of the next visit. And I think they're going to check those results over again. Some comments I made. I think they're going to try to see what kind of political analyst I am. And I think they're going to consider very seriously this computer exchange idea. In fact, this whole list, I think, will be discussed at the highest level in Hanoi. And I would expect. Let's say I would be disappointed if they didn't contact me again in about, say, 2 weeks. But this is, my feel for this first is that, now is the time for me to get off of it. I've pushed the whole thing, I think, just about right. And I don't want to be put in the position of a substitute. I'd rather just lay it on the table and I think there are definite advantages to you for taking this package, what I've done. And not, in effect, beg them. They don't respect that.
No.
So I...
You will get the feel from them probably this evening, then.
I would think... probably end this series, and that I should head back over the weekend and then perhaps call or write to you about, say the day the president's visit ends, something like that.
Have you pointedly asked them the possibility of your going direct from your present location to their capital?
Yes, I did. I said, could you not arrange a visa for me since I'm already away, et cetera, et cetera. And all they said was that it wouldn't be possible at this time.
Do you feel that it would be pertinent or advisable to do that again tonight? In a more relaxed feeling, particularly if they make the move that everything there has concluded.
I think that would be very appropriate. And I'm going to look for the right time to suggest that.
And on the bodies, what did they say again?
They would add that to...
to the request.
About what should be done.
Did they mention numbers regarding bodies? They've given you no new material, per se, toward pertaining to the POWs.
That's right. Now, what they've done, I think, is list in order of my time I spent on each item, what they were sending back to comment.
Well, if you should, by any stretch of the imagination, as a result of tonight's meeting, be allowed to head on to Hanoi, of course, touch base with us before you take off, if possible. If not, before returning, if tonight's meeting becomes the last, and as I understand it, you're going to let them determine this, whenever you're finished with tonight's meeting, be sure and contact us before heading home. And I think that if you have not received, I will do some checking on this side, but when you get back to your hotel, if you have not received the information that we mentioned, the one thing that comes to mind, but it was clearly pointed out, Paris Hilton, rather than Orly. The only thing was that perhaps somebody got confused and went the other way, but I can't see that at all. And, but if it's not there, we should know about it.
All right.
Now, you will be at your hotel. What time is your meeting with them tonight?
7 o'clock.
Just a couple of hours away.
That's right, an hour and a half.
Uh-huh. Okay, I tell you what. I will be at home tonight, following your meeting with them. If you'd like to give me a call, do so. And hopefully by that time, maybe, I don't guess, are you going back to your hotel before going to the meeting?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How's everything else holding out? You got plenty of money and so forth?
Yeah, I'm doing fine that way.
Good. Any message? I spoke with your family last night after talking with you.
Okay.
And they're fine.
Good.
Is there anything you need from us or need us over there or anything like that?
No, I'm getting along okay if I just handle this flu bug.
Right. The main thing is to take care of yourself. You've had such a great week that...
I don't know if anything's come out of it with talk or not, but I think we're talking about the right thing.
Well, we're doing that, and I think that now more than ever, patience is the answer.
Yeah.
We've learned the hard way that impatience does not pay off.
Yeah.
And I think that we must be patient. While using your approach of being firm and focusing attention on the subject, which you have done so capably. And I think just maintaining that posture will probably reap benefits. It's already reaped many dividends, I think. Just the association and what you've been able to glean, while not that much materially, perhaps it is tremendous, I think, and you've done a great job and are doing a great job. Is there anything else we need to talk about at this time?
I think not. I will call you back after the evening meeting.
Have they at any time gotten into anything that any other people in this country have tried in the past?
No. But I may not know what you mean.
Any other groups or individuals or anything that have tried things, have they gotten into those areas at all? They have not condemned anyone or praised anyone or...
Oh, yeah, they praised this Versailles group.
Uh-huh.
They think James Bond is great.
Mm-hmm. That's predictable.
I said I thought she was a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Good answer. But they have not gotten into liaison or any other individual POW groups.
No, they didn't think... I'm glad you mentioned that. Would you know what those are?
The only thing that I have seen publicly mentioned is some blood, but I don't know any other details. I can check and find out.
Well, it's conceivable. What that did was suggest the possibility that we might want to work through the Quakers.
Did they suggest this?
Oh, they did.
I think that we should avoid that if possible, but of course we'll do it if that's the avenue to be explored.
Yeah.
The only thing that comes to mind in that light, if they are so happy with what the Quakers have done, We still have no men as a result of what the Quakers did, although that may not be the reason the Quakers did it.
Get back to you then. It might be kind of late.
That'll be fine. I will be at home.
Okay, very good.
And have a good evening and take care of yourself.
Right, I will. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to talk with you.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Overseas operator on the call going to Paris.
Yes.
The body is not there, sir. She's expected tomorrow and cannot be located.
She is not there at the moment?
That's right. She's expected tomorrow.
I see. Okay. Is Paris still on the line?
That's right.
Is there anyone there who speaks English, perhaps?
A minute. Paris.
Secretary.
Hello, Paris.
Hello?
The man answering didn't speak English. How to get Paris to help me? Just a minute. The number who can speak English, please.
What number?
I am connected with a number on here. I want someone who can speak English.
Who are you speaking?
I don't have a name. I want anyone at the number who speaks English.
Nobody speaks English.
There's no one there who speaks English, sir.
No.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
There's no one there.
Very good. I will call again tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paris. You're welcome.
The importance of not giving Hanoi the wrong signal now.
Mm-hmm.
This came up because Mrs. Grubb and Carol Hansen put the question to him, which the board had tabled, as to what would be the consequences of the league going more political and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And he said, well, let's just think about, you know, the impact in Hanoi. Well, your impact in Washington is, that's fine. I mean, you can tell us that we already know, as you know. And he likened this to the impact. Said as much as this, may have actually caused them to have further second thoughts about her decision to negotiate seriously. And he even linked this with the non-return to Paris of Lidovko. And it's interesting. If you do think, as he was trying to suggest, that the current period between now and early next year is prime time for real negotiations, then this is a time above all else to give the North Vietnamese, A, an impression of national resolve and unity, and B, to do as Nixon did in his press conference on the 13th or 12th of November, which is to send them a signal of saying, look, if you don't negotiate, it's going to be rough. You're not going to get it for free. And I found it interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Also, I think, was it you telling me that during that he pointed out that the president's remarks were perhaps made more so for consumption with the North Vietnamese?
Yeah,
then, in this country.
The president's remarks were aimed at the North Vietnamese.
Aimed at the North Vietnamese, right.
And in such a way, people kept saying, well, he didn't say what he'd negotiate about. The point is, the way you convince the other side to negotiate is to tell them what will happen if they don't negotiate, rather than what will happen if they do negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you never know in these things. But
that's right.
I would say, from all these indications, that we're right now in prime time for something serious to happen. If it doesn't happen between now and April, I think you can forget it until after the 72 election. Because then, from then on, it's obviously they're going to wait out the election and see what
mm-hmm.
they get for it. But they're not doing well in South Vietnam, which of putting it mildly, they're doing nothing in South Vietnam. It's not going well in Laos. There are reports of dropping morale, dropping North Vietnamese morale, path of Lao desertions, even some North Vietnamese desertions.
Oh, really?
First time ever in Laos, this is, and so forth. So the whole, you know, at some point, I guess that we've been misled on this before, but we have to work on the assumption that they are human and they may be getting tired, and that the settlement on the terms that the president has offered may not look all that bad.
Do you read anything in, as far as potential into Denmark and who else was it?
Norway.
Establishing diplomatic relations.
Well, it's no surprise, which is what you always find state people are telling you, and we don't read anything into it in a positive sense. We have regretted it and told them to cede our two NATO countries, which makes it unfortunate. And it's just, we will take advantage of it for POW purposes, but we're rather careful in all these cases not to go in on the POW question until they have already fully recognized and accredited ambassadors. These countries, like Denmark and Norway, regularly, in their talks with us, try to justify what they're doing on the ground to enable them to intervene on POWs.
Mm-hmm.
Our point on that is that we can't accept that argument, because while, sure, we care about the prisoners, there's no evidence that any such intervention by a country like Norway or Denmark would have the least effect on North Vietnam. And for all sorts of other reasons, we think it's wrong for countries, especially NATO countries, to give North Vietnam what amounts to a benediction at a time when they are still very guilty of waging aggressive war. But we will be, this is a little bit kind of super subtle, but what we do is we kind of wait, and then when they're all set to go, then we go in and make a pitch and make sure they have the latest information. But it's all done with full knowledge of its ineffectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Is Laflin still in Washington?
Laflin is still here, yeah. I just saw him the other day, and he confirmed again that the Swedes in Hanoi have, the mild, even the very mild efforts they've made have been totally rebuffed. And in fact, they went so far as to say that the Swiss recognition of Hanoi and the Swiss accrediting of an ambassador to Hanoi, which is now taking place, will not sit well, or does not sit well in Hanoi, because Byrne, in announcing the recognition, referred specifically to the possibility of working on POW matters.
Mm-hmm.
The Swedish position on this Swiss action is that it was very unwise, because it will turn the North Vietnamese against them, and they will not be able to have it. But I mean, it's very Swedish to take that kind of ploy. And
sure.
But it's the obvious point is that North Vietnam is as hard as a rock on this, and isn't about to trade minor diplomatic gains for something that they consider as important as the POWs. So we touch we touch that base and make sure that it's done, but we also don't want to do it in such a way that seems to provide a credible rationale.
There are no further hints that they're about to update a list or anything?
No.
Other than what Patrick allowed?
Yeah, nothing on that. In fact, that was denied twice, from Hanoi and from Paris. Our feeling is that the guy that Patrick talked to may have gotten a one-way ticket back home.
So, all very strange. They're so inconsistent, but yet they remain so adamant.
Yeah.
In some areas.
Yeah.
Are they seeing anybody now that you know of?
Well, no. Or putting it another way, they will see anybody who comes. It's just there aren't very many visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell Price, sure, by all means, go if you wish, and do go with the wives and your experience. Remember, he went last year, I think it was during the Paris Air Show, and he saw the North Vietnamese representative at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say they're seeing most anybody that comes. You're speaking primarily of government people there, are you?
No.
They're seeing most everybody now?
I don't know of anyone who's been to Paris recently who has not been seen by either the North Vietnamese or the VC, or both, sometimes at a rather low level, sometimes
mm-hmm.
the press spokesman or something like that.
Right.
But
they're still seeing them at Le Verrier rather than Choisy in Paris.
That's correct. For the North Vietnamese, they see them downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The VC is a little bit harder, but as I say, the real story in this is that there have not been any visitors from the U.S. on
mm-hmm.
this subject.
Were you ever able to corroborate whether this Barbara Webster was over and what?
Well, she was over. There's no question about that. She did have a contact, and she sent a letter explaining the contact to the POW wives, of which I have a copy. It doesn't say anything very interesting. Mm-hmm. But the most interesting thing about that is that both she and Mrs. White stressed that what she was told was identical to what the North Vietnamese had been saying in the Paris talks. In other words, she didn't put herself in the position that the government did of trying to say that it was something different and more mm-hmm. forthcoming and all that. And so, I mean, she just, her position is that we ought to stop doing everything and clear out. And in that sense, she agreed with the other side.
I don't suppose that the Sedmon or any member of the press has been able to follow up with Ton Lee. I haven't seen anything.
I don't know why they haven't. Steve Lettergaard told me that he's mentioned this around the circuit several times and passed out copies of Perry Match. And apparently I have not seen it come up now.
It's very strange. I understand the LA Times is doing a story or has done a story in the last few days on Mrs. Dodge. And they call, one of the guys called me, and I gave him, you know, just the readout of what we knew about it.
It's a pity that they can't, send a report. They've got enough money. They could just send one of their own people around to ask.
Sure, sure. Plus, I think they have a bureau there. Isn't Don Cook still there for them?
I think so, yeah.
I think he's there.
It may be a combination of the Post and the LA Times, but they're representative here.
Yeah. But just so someone, anyone gets it out to question, it would, I think, add a bit of pressure to them once it gets into print. But, very good, Frank. If you think of anything or...
If you find out something definite on Price, and in turn, if he tells me who he's talking to and if I have any questions, I'll call you back.
Good. I'll check into it and get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Madame Baby? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's your party.
Very good. Madame Baby, one moment while my secretary, who speaks French, picks up the phone.
Hello?
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 Mm-hmm. Would you identify who I am first, Sharon?
All right. Madame Baby, c'est Monsieur Murphy Martin à Dallas qui vous téléphone? Oui?
Ask them if they have forwarded a letter in response to our letter.
She's talking. Hello? Hello?
Allô?
Allô?
Allô, oui. Écoutez, madame, nous n'avons pas de possibilité de répondre actuellement à la lettre que nous a adressée ce monsieur.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Pas de réponse pour le moment.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. They have not had an opportunity to answer your letter yet.
Ask them, do they have further questions about it that would help them make, set the appointment sooner?
Yes. Madame? Hello?
Oui?
Avez-vous des autres questions au sujet de la lettre?
Oui, je n'ai pas de réponse. Non, pour le moment, je n'ai pas de réponse à cette lettre.
Oui, avez-vous des questions au sujet de la lettre?
Non, pas de questions.
No questions, sir.
Ask if we're trying to set our schedule and should we plan to be in Paris this week or next week?
Madame,
oui?
Nous essayons à déterminer notre schedule des appointements et nous voulons savoir s'il est nécessaire d'être à Paris cette semaine ou la semaine prochaine.
Non, écoutez, nous ne pouvons pas vous fixer de rendez-vous
oui?
cette semaine ni la semaine prochaine.
Bon, un moment s'il vous plaît. They're not able to give you a date for this week or next week.
Well, ask them if they have made a decision about a date any time in the future.
Madame,
mm-hmm.
avez-vous fait une décision au sujet d'un rendez-vous n'importe quel temps en futur?
Nous n'avons pas de rendez-vous à Non, madame. Nous ne pouvons pas prendre de rendez-vous.
She says not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Does she think they are going to set one because it determines what our plans might be and we have to set schedule and so forth?
Madame?
Oui?
Pensez-vous qu'il y aura un rendez-vous?
Eh bien, les personnes de la délégation sont très occupées.
Madame, un peu plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, je vous disais, les personnes de la délégation générale sont très occupées.
Oui.
Je ne peux pas, pour cette raison, je ne peux pas vous donner de rendez-vous.
Oui. Un moment, s'il vous plaît. She says the people of the general delegation are extremely busy. And she can't make a time for the meeting yet.
I see. Well, that means probably they are thinking of one then, because they are not saying. Ask if they have any questions. Tell her if they have any questions that we could answer that might expedite things in their minds to let us hear, because we are extremely anxious to meet with them as soon as possible.
Right. Madame,
oui?
Si vous avez des questions, nous voulons vous aider avec les questions pour expédier le rendez-vous. Et si vous avez des questions, s'il vous plaît, vous nous téléphonez. Oui?
Bien sûr.
Oui? She said certainly.
Nous n'avons pas de questions.
But, bon, un moment, s'il vous plaît, she said certainly, and they don't have any questions.
Tell her that the posture, as we noted in our letter, that the timing is extremely good now for this to be effective for their benefit, as well as ours in both countries. Therefore, the sooner we can get together, the better. And if we wait too long, then the timing may not be good.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about this
one. All right, just put it in your own words.
Madame?
Mm?
Monsieur Martin dit que maintenant, aussi bientôt que possible, c'est le meilleur temps pour le rendez-vous. Vous comprenez?
Non, je n'ai pas compris votre question, pardon.
Ok, encore. Monsieur Martin dit que maintenant, que le présent, ou aussi si bientôt, si possible, c'est le meilleur temps pour le rendez-vous. Vous comprenez? I'm afraid I'm not getting
the call. Je ne peux pas vous fixer. Non, je ne peux pas vous répondre.
She says again that she can't fix a date. She can't get
Tell her our problem is that we are afraid someone else will learn of this, and we want to have it remain secret until we can meet and discuss it with them.
Madame, Monsieur Martin, allô?
Oui?
Monsieur Martin dit que notre problème, c'est que nous avons peur que quelqu'un d'autre personne saurait de cette situation, et nous voulons vous discuter avec vous.
Profiter de quelle situation?
She says, which situation?
The subject, tell her nobody in our country knows of what the subject matter in the letter.
Okay.
And we are afraid that the potential of it reaching fruition will be damaged if we don't get together soon and discuss it.
Madame, personne ne sait du sujet de notre lettre. Vous comprenez? Personne dans notre...
Oui,
dans notre pays sait du sujet de notre lettre.
Oui, d'accord.
She understands.
Ask her if they will notify us by phone or cable when they make the appointment, or when should we call back to set the appointment? When do they think they can set it?
Madame, s'il vous plaît, voulez-vous nous téléphoner au sujet de le rendez-vous, ou voulez-vous que nous vous téléphoner au sujet de la...
Si j'avais une réponse, je vous téléphonerai. Si j'avais une réponse...
Pardon, encore?
Si j'ai une réponse.
Oui?
Je téléphone.
Oui? When they have an answer, she'll call you.
She'll call us.
Oui. Yes.
Tell her we thank her very much, and we hope that for the benefit of all parties involved, that we can perhaps get together this week. We realize they have a crowded schedule, but this week or this weekend, or the sooner the better.
Madame, merci bien, et nous espérons que le rendez-vous sera cette semaine ou peut-être la semaine prochaine, si c'est possible.
Je ne crois pas que cela soit possible, non, madame.
She says she doesn't think that it's going to be possible this week or the next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, to ask her to please, we're hoping that no one on that side learns of this either, and that we cannot discuss on the telephone because we're not sure of our telephones.
Madame, s'il vous plaît, voulez-vous... prendre le sujet secret, confidential, vous comprenez?
Pardon, qu'est-ce que vous me dites, pardon?
Le sujet de notre conversation, le sujet de la lettre, c'est secret.
Oui.
Oui? She understands that.
Does she understand that nobody but those in our organization are aware of it?
Right, I tell you that. Told okay. No one in the country. It's
very good.
Okay.
Ask her when she thinks that we may hear from her so we can set our schedule accordingly.
Madame?
Oui?
Avez-vous une idée quand nous vous entendrez au sujet de la lettre? Au sujet du rendez-vous?
Je n'ai aucune idée, non, madame.
No, she doesn't.
Okay. Tell her I have some more pictures for her. I gave her some when we were last there.
Okay. Monsieur Martin a des autres gravures pour vous.
A d'autres, pardon?
Il y a des autres gravures.
Gravures?
Oui, pour vous.
Ah, mais ce n'est pas important.
She says that's not important.
No, I tell her that is not a part of what we want to discuss at all, but she was interested in the others, and I have some others in case she is interested.
Il dit que ce n'est pas c'est important, c'est seulement pour vous parce que vous avez indiqué un intérêt. Vous comprenez?
Oui.
Oui.
Je vous remercie beaucoup.
She thanks you very much.
Very good. Tell her we look forward to hearing from her as soon as possible and that we are trying to follow their guidance as much as possible, as we stated in their letter.
Okay. Madame, merci beaucoup. Et Monsieur Martin,
graduate of Tulsa University.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work for National Geographic
mm-hmm.
magazine.
What did she do for them, do you know?
Background writing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She writes poetry and... She's very good in writing,
right.
I assume,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, her vocabulary and everything. She's a very interesting person. Not beautiful out, you know, physically,
mm-hmm.
But...
Right.
But...
She's interested in television work?
Any writing work or television work, and I talked to her cousin, you know, who is my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't ask me to do that at all.
Right.
But I don't know why your name just crossed my mind.
Sure,
Sure.
And I didn't want to call Eddie Barker because I will feel obligated. I think he just, you know,
right.
If he do any favor, he expect me,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do something which I wouldn't be able
right.
to say no.
How is your family?
Thank you.
They're
I'm
fine.
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so nervous, I forgot my English. How's Joyce?
She's
and
just
people?
Great, just great. And my son is married now and
has a
daughter, and I'm a grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies.
I still cherish the pictures of you in the kitchen and when
really?
You baptized Rachel, yeah.
Very good. How's Rachel?
Oh, she's big and quite ugly, though.
She is now what, about
She's in
eight?
Second grade. She's 8 years old.
8 years old. Mm-hmm. And Junie is, what, six?
Ten.
Junie's
the oldest.
Yeah,
one.
That's
we baptized
right.
the middle one.
That's right.
And
that's
I have
right.
Mark, who is five.
That's great.
And little Dennis, the minute. And I'm not playing to have anymore.
Well, that's great.
Three
you have four lovely children, then.
Three.
That's
Are
great.
You kidding? Four?
No.
Can't afford it.
Right. Well, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Marina, why don't...
I'm sorry to impose on you. It's very
no, not
convenient
at all.
And off the line. Please don't feel obligated, but I just don't know anybody, you know, that, you know, big shots or people who know. But, you know, you're around people.
Right. Do you, has she applied at any of the television stations, do you
no,
know?
No, not at all. She arrived only 3 days ago.
I see. Where has she been?
And she wants to stay. She's staying in Plaza Hotel.
Where is she living, has been living? Where has she been living?
I forgot to ask, where does she come from?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And she's looking for a job as a writer.
Yeah. Would you mind if I give you a telephone number and
not
you
at
can
all.
Call her? Maybe you can talk to her and ask what she's qualified for.
All right.
Okay. It's Mrs. No, Mrs. Miss. Anyway, it's Nancy Davis.
Nancy Davis.
Uh-huh. And she's staying in Plaza Hotel, which number is...
Mm-hmm. Very good. I would suggest that she go to see Travis Lynn at Channel 8.
She's not necessarily interested in television, you know, I just was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, boy, no, this cousin of hers, she said, boy, don't you think it would be quite interesting to work for Ross Perot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need anybody there?
Not at the moment. Of course, this could change. This could change, and you know, you never know when it's going to change.
Well, it's crossed my mind because she's free to travel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because she has no family.
Right. Does she take shorthand and type, or do you know?
I have no idea.
I see. I'll give her a call and chat with her. And
okay.
It's so good to talk with you again,
okay.
Marina.
If you're not, if it's not, if you're around, you're welcome to this house anytime.
Well, that's good to know.
And I really do appreciate what you did for me all the time. And
I appreciate that very much.
And you very much.
I will tell her, and you're, of course, welcome at our home anytime, too.
Well, thanks. I don't know. We're not rich and... not famous or anything, so...
Well,
I don't think it'd be good for your job to
No.
So if you recommend her to somebody, if you may, please don't even mention my name.
Very good.
Okay?
Very good. How's your husband?
Oh, he's working selling sewing machines and mostly repairing them.
Right.
Make our way living.
I only got to meet him the one time, and I enjoyed meeting him.
But he's a good guy. He's plain.
That's good.
Not highly educated, but
right.
He's good for me and kids. He's honest, and this is what...
That's
he's
what
the
counts.
That accounting man.
That's right.
He doesn't gossip, he doesn't lie.
That's right.
So
Marina, it's nice to talk with
I'm
you.
I'm sorry to waste so much of your time.
You haven't wasted my time.
But best regards to Joyce.
I will tell her, and she'll be happy to hear from you. And may she give you a telephone call sometime?
Please do, if you don't mind. I mean, it's 231.
All right.
07. 2-0.
Very good. I will tell
her. Just a minute. They didn't give me your telephone number, and I don't want to impose, but where can I send Christmas cards?
It's...
If you don't mind.
Not at all. It's 3728...
Just a minute. 3728?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Palos, P-A-L-L-O-S.
Just a minute. P-A-L-A... No.
P-A-L-L-O-S.
Palos.
Verdes, capital V-E-R-D-E-S.
Verdes. Wow, what is...
That's in North Dallas, and it is Dallas, Texas, 75229.
Seven five two two nine.
That is the zip code.
Oh, okay.
And you can reach me anytime by calling.
Uh-huh.
And it's manned 24 hours a day.
Oh, really? Well, do you enjoy? I don't know. I heard from Robert that you work for Ross Perot. Do you enjoy your job better than television?
Yes, I do, because it's a job that needs to be done, working, trying to get help for the prisoners of war.
Oh, really?
And
I saw the news, that one that you didn't remember.
Right.
What the film you shoot over there, it was great.
Right.
Really.
And I've been doing this for 2 years, and it's
I
quite different.
I admire this guy very much.
He is a very fine man.
Ours was for him, but I heard some things against it. But people gossip, you know, it's always
sure.
two-sided story.
Sure.
But anyway, whatever he's doing, it's a pretty good thing.
Yes, it is. Marina, it's nice to talk with you.
I'm sorry to bother you so long,
no.
Okay?
It's no bother at all, and it's nice to talk with
okay.
you, and I'll call Miss Davis.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.